This is Anne-Marie Panarinkin, Culture OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at cultureoc.org. When I want the best in food and dining news outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the St. Patrick's Day holiday weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, also the LA Marathon. And we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. And also know that Cactus League play for the Angels, playing the Chicago Cubs, follows us right after we're off the air at 12:10. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to have you out there. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. A couple of weeks ago, I was up in the Paso Robles area catching up on wineries and great restaurants. Among the discoveries along the way was a wonderful family-owned winery, this being the Glunz Family Winery and Cellars. In its fifth generation of family ownership, and started out really in the spirits business in Chicago. Quite an amazing story. And the two brothers that run the Paso Robles operation are very hands-on, again, just great representatives of a very hardworking German immigrant family that over five generations, I think, has really prospered and endured. And of course, great wines, priced at a value, which is even more important. So I really wanted to share this family with the listeners of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and it is a pleasure to welcome the two brothers that run the family winery and cellars now, this being Glunz, Stephen and Matthew. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you for having us.
Good morning, Andy. Yeah, well, thank you very much for having us.
Steve and Matt, I really appreciated your hospitality a few weeks ago up at the winery. It definitely was an eye-opening experience because you're a little off the radar. And, you know, once you hear the story in the background, it's, boy, you know, these folks need to be a little bit more visible because, you know, your wines are right up there with the best of what's coming out at Paso. But what's really nice is you're a little bit more friendly in terms of what the pricing is. Guys, there's a great backstory going back to 1888. I believe it's your great-grandfather immigrating through Ellis Island and finding his way to Chicago. Whichever one of you, because I know you're both family historians, if you give us a little bit of the brief version of that, in terms of what, you know, who Lewis came with, which is also an interesting story, and what business he evolved in into Chicago. So please share that with us, if you will, and we'll move along.
Sounds great, Andy. And Matt, if it's all right with you, I'll take this, but please jump in if I'm missing anything or misquoting anybody. But yeah, Andy, our family actually, the story kind of started in 1873, roughly. That's when our great-grandpa arrived in New York. There was a Franco-Prussian War, actually, in the early 1870s. Believe it or not, the Germans were fighting the French. And he had an uncle that actually came back wounded, and our great-grandpa was about 17 at the time, and he just said, just get out. You know, it's not good. Just get out. And so at the age of 17, he kind of packed up everything he had and left Germany by himself, arrived in New York, and this is actually before Ellis Island. And again, it was just a young immigrant coming into the United States. He kind of started day one in New York. He was actually robbed of everything. So literally, he came over with the shirt on his back. He was just in pursuit of the American dream and just started kind of following these German communities looking for work. Went from New York to Pennsylvania into Cincinnati. Chicago was recovering from the Chicago fire. So there was actually just a lot of work for young immigrants there, and that's what brought him into Chicago. And he ended up finding work at the Wacker Burke Brewing Company. And again, this is the around the 1870s. And he became very close with the Wacker family, which is an old Chicago family. There was a Mayor Wacker, very, you know, business oriented family. And
a very famous street in Chicago also by that name.
True. Yeah, there's Wacker Drive that was named after the family. Yes, you're right. So it's an old Chicago family. And our great grand became very close with the Wacker family, and they ended up giving him a business loan where he started up our family business, where it really got its start. And that was in 1888. It was called the House of Glunz. It was a wine and beer retail shop. And we were just servicing just wine and beer retail, out of that location. It's on Wells and Division Street, which is actually, it's still there today, which is a Chicago historical landmark, Soldier Field, where the Bears play. I might want to say to your L.A. listeners, thank you for Keenan Allen as a Chicago Bears fan. We're excited about that trade. So,
Steve, our pleasure.
But to get back, so we started up the shop there in 1888. But there was it was on Wells and Division Street, right downtown Chicago. So it is still there. It's owned by my two aunts and their family right now. But the stars really aligned for our great-grandpa. In 1893, there was a Columbus Exposition. There was a World Fair that was awarded to the city of Chicago. A lot of the big breweries up in Milwaukee, Schlitz Brewing, Pabst Brewing, they wanted to be part of it. Pasteurization for breweries did not come down to the 1940s. So they needed a local bottler. And actually, some of the Wackers were on kind of the board that was running the Columbus Exposition. Our great-grandpa was then in touch, and we became the Schlitz beer bottler and the Pabst bottler, brewing bottler, for the Columbus Exposition. And that started in 1893. We remained bottlers up until the 1940s, until the breweries were able to pasteurize beer and send it into major markets. But at that point, we became big beer distributors. And then from there, we went into wine wholesale. That's where then the second and third generation came in. Our dad, we have a family rule, you have to work outside of the business if you want to work within the business right out of school. So our dad went off to Europe and kind of studied wine and came back. And he actually started up in the late 60s, our wine distributing company. So now in the 60s, where we still have the wine retail shop, the beer wholesale business, my dad then started up a wine distributing business where he was importing wine from all the connections he made in Europe, but then also pulling wine out of California, which the wine industry was really kind of showing itself or coming up with some really, really nice wines that were kind of competing against what they're doing in Europe. And again, kind of that family rule. Matt and I, when we came out of college, we knew we could not go into the family business, but we wanted to work within the wine business. The two of us both took a job at Gallo right out of college. And my brother Matt and I both worked up at Rex Hill up in Oregon. And then we both worked at Murphy Good Winery, which was owned by the Murphy Good and Ready family in Sonoma. And we just absolutely fell in love with the wholesale side. I'm sorry, the production side. My dad did call us back to Illinois, and we just said, no, we're good. We like what's going on here. I should have mentioned this before, but we were the first ones, our family, in 1976 to put wine in kegs. And we had a manufacturing facility in the San Joaquin Valley and then also in Illinois where we were shipping wine. And so Matt and I, with our love of wine and knowing we wanted to stay in California, we actually moved our facility to Paso Robles. We just love what was happening, the wines they were producing, the quality, the price point, everything. And so we decided in 2013 to move our winery and production to Paso Robles, and this is where we are today.
Wow. Now let's bring Matt into the conversation because Steve mentioned something very interesting. In your tasting room in Paso Robles, there are a couple of cases that are filled with wine corks that represent the very prestigious wineries that the family distributed. Matt, can you tease our audience a little bit and name both some of the European and domestic wines that are represented by those corks in that very distinctive case that you have? Oh, and also in there are some wonderful antique Tastevins as well as corkscrews. I mean, it's definitely worth a trip to the tasting room, guys, just to see all of that and read some of the names on those corks. So, yeah. Matt, tease us a little bit, if you will.
for sure. And, yeah, thanks, Andy. We really appreciate you helping getting the word out. But, yeah, I mean, Stephen and I were very, very fortunate growing up. I mean, we grew up in a family that sold wine from all over the world. So whether, you know, our dad having old Heights Martha's Vineyards, Rich Montebello's, Dry Creek Vineyards, some of the longtime families, the Petroncelli family from Sonoma, obviously a good amount of Murphy Good. Our family was selling J. Lore back in the very, very early on. And, you name it. And then, we had these great opportunities that in our family's wine wholesale business, and it's kind of what helped really inspire. We would do a big tasting, a big trade show, where we'd invite all the restaurateurs all around. And the night before, my parents would always host a big dinner with these winemakers from all over the world. So I remember as a kid picking up J.J. Prum at the airport and, excuse me, I'm sorry for having to clear my throat on the air. But
no worries, Matt. Yeah, we like you just the way you are.
Thank you. But yeah, we just had these really great experiences growing up of being able to be inspired and having dinner with the Hike family and going to visit Paul Draper up at Montebello Estates. And we, Stephen and I, just both really got bit by the bug at such an early age. So even when we were in college, Stephen and I worked at the same wine shop together. And we love wine. We love the history of wine. We try to make our wine in a very traditional style. And really the looking at the wines of Ridge Vineyards and how they operate and really just truly letting these vineyards. We really just try to work with the best vineyards we possibly can, and let these vineyards express themselves. And Paso Robles, we're blessed with these really, really warm days, but these very cool nights. And with that, we're given these wonderful, wonderfully rich wines with big, intense flavor due to the long, warm days. But the cold nights give us this lively and bright and fresh acidity. So it's really just such an ideal growing area that you have, again, you have these big fruit flavors, but at the same time, you have this bright acidity to balance them all out, and so it just creates this lushness in our wines, and we are just very blessed to be here.
Now, Matt and Steve, before we go out on our top of the hour break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about specifically some of your wines. Just let our listeners know what the hours for the tasting room are and what days of the week that you're open in Paso.
Sure.
It's,
we are open every day. Oh, no, you're all right, man. Yeah, so we're actually open every day. The winery and tasting room are open on are located on Highway 46 East in Paso Robles, so right off major highway right there. We're open 7 days a week from 10 to 5 p.m. You can always jump on our website, which is blundsfamilywinery.com, and you can make a reservation right there or just call into the winery.
Easy enough. We are speaking with fifth generation spirits merchants that have their own winery in Paso Robles, this being the Glenn's Family Winery and Cellars. We're talking with Stephen and Matt. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Please stay with us.